7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I hope you have a great weekend. Well, it's not too hot right now, but, hey, the whole month of May's been this way. At least it's not raining. That's a good thing. If we can help you with your garden, if you're doing some planting or trying to recover from various problems, insects or disease, the number to call, 800-259-9231. We'll work together so that we can have a great day in the garden today. And there's a lot to do. We're all running behind. Normally, my garden is totally planted at this time of the year. Normally, by this weekend, everything's in. My tomatoes, my peppers, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, celery went in on Thursday and Friday. Today, I'll do my peas, which normally my peas are up, but it's been so cold and it's been so wet, I haven't been able to get into the garden like you. So I don't want you to feel discouraged that, oh, it's getting to be too late. It's not too late. The season is just beginning, so I want you to think positive. Get out there. We'll be a little bit later than normal. The weather will change. It really will change. So I want you to start thinking positive, and let's get some planting done, okay? But like you, everybody is in the same boat. Everybody. And things could be a lot worse. I mean, you could be in the southern part of the country with all the tornadoes where they don't even have a home. So let's get the garden planted. Let's enjoy the holiday. And if you're able to visit the cemeteries, this is a great weekend for that. To plant some flowers at mom and dad's grave for the veterans. To get some flowers planted at their headstone. That's what the weekend's about. It's not a big party. It's to celebrate our veterans and what they've done for us. But go to the cemetery. Get some planting done. Plant flowers that will last. And if you have questions of what would do best, call us. 800-259-9231. And we'll work together so that you can do that. The one thing that you need to do, you have to say to yourself, how often am I going to be able to get to the cemetery once I plant? And if I can't get there that often, then what you need to do is to prepare the soil properly. Add things like compost to it. Soil moist will do more for your plants than you can imagine. Soil moist are granules, and it's called a polymer. It's a byproduct from the oil company. And this is a product, it's found in babies' diapers. It helps to prevent the diapers from leaking. You put that in the ground, it collects the surplus water. It catches it like a sponge. And in a cemetery where it won't get a lot of water, the people that work there are not going to go water your flowers. So if you can prepare the soil properly, it will do much, much better. So you put some compost in, some manure, you put in the soil moist because it will retain the moisture. Set in your plants. if you're able to. And then before you leave, really make that soil mud. Soak it, soak it, soak it. So bring a bucket, bring a watering can with you so that you can water the plants. If you're not able to plant directly in the ground, make sure that your container is large enough to retain moisture. Makes a big difference. You put it in a shallow pan, it lasts maybe a week. Of course, if it keeps raining like this, it'll last a lot longer. But the larger your container, the better it's going to do. And visits every now and then will make a big, big difference to ensure that these plants stay wet. Fertilize them once in a while, and they'll do much, much better. So if you have any questions, any ideas you'd like to share, call us, 800-259-9231, and we're all going to work together for the same purpose, and that's to have a beautiful garden. Now, a friend from New York emailed me this past week as a warning for all of you. The state of New York has issued a possible late blight warning on tomatoes and potatoes. Now, remember 2 years ago, all of our tomatoes fell apart? Then the potatoes got hit with that fungus that just destroyed the plant in a matter of a week. Well, it spread with cold, cool, and wet weather. And what has April and May been like? It's been cool, cloudy, wet, and downright cold in some instances. So the state of New York has issued the possibility of late blight on your tomatoes and potatoes. So if you had this a couple years ago and it went through your whole garden, make sure that you do something about it. Go down to your local garden center. They have products available that will solve that problem. The best product on the market is called Actinovate. 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 It was developed in Texas. It's a microbe that if you use on your plants now, before the possibility develops, and use it a few times during the year, it will keep your plants safe. So remember, if you had the blight on your tomatoes last year, get some Actinovate and put it on your plants. Don't wait, because if it happens, it happens very, very quickly, and once it gets in the plant, there's no stopping it. Okay, just a warning. But if the state of New York has issued that problem, it may be just a matter of time before other states in the Northeast do the same thing. So just be aware of it so that it doesn't become a problem down the road. Also, because of the moisture, any of you that have flowering cherries, whether it's the Quanzon or the Weeping or any kind of a flowering cherry, I want you to look at your tree today. I have a dwarf white Weeping cherry in front of my house, and it flowered absolutely beautiful. It made a ton of new growth. I mean, it still looks beautiful. The other day I walked by it, if it was Wednesday or Thursday, UPS man came in the driveway and went out to say hello and to get the package. And was standing by the Weeping cherry, and I looked at the foliage, and it looked different. And went up close to it, and a fungus attacked a lot of the new foliage. And we had all that heat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. got pretty warm, and the heat killed the fungus. But in the meantime, the tree has lost 50% of its foliage. So if you've got a cherry, doesn't matter what kind, take a look at it, especially the weeping varieties. And you're going to notice that some of the new growth, not all of it, some of the new growth has probably all turned crispy. And it's a fungus caused by the rain. The new growth that it's made since then is okay. And half of the old growth is okay. Spraying it's not going to do any good, because if the fungus was still active, the foliage would be mushy. My foliage, because it was hot, we had a couple days where it got into the high 70s, dried out. And once it dries out, the fungus dies. Just want you to be aware of it. So if you can fertilize it, it will make some additional new growth. That foliage that's been damaged will fall, but I just want you to be aware of it. Don't panic. The heat has killed the fungus in the meantime. So if you need some help, call us right now, 800-259-9231.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Extend your life with Extendo-Bite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendo-Bite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendo-Bite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendo-Bite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Bite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. The other thing that you can think of, I know a lot of you have Japanese beetle grubs, and you've been looking for some ways that are more natural to prevent the problem, and at least to control it. If you want to do it natural, that will give you results this year, the best way is with nematodes. Nematodes will do the job and stay in your lawn the entire year. Now, there's a company from Canada called Environmental Factors, and it is selling throughout the United States something called Grub Buster. Now, to keep the nematodes healthy and alive, the garden centers that sell this product keep it in a little refrigerator. So this company is not just trying to sell a product. They're guaranteeing that the garden center sells it correctly. So when they order the product, they're given a little refrigerator. It's like 2 feet by 2 feet with a picture of the product on it. And it keeps the nematodes alive. I remember when I first started gardening, we sold nematodes, and you had to sell it in 30 days. If you didn't, the heat would kill them because they were dormant. This company sends a refrigerator to keep them fresh. You put them in your bottle sprayer. You spray it on your lawn. You put the sprinkler on to wash the nematodes into the ground. And these nematodes will kill all of the beetle grubs that are in the ground now. They're there for July, August, and September. So when the beetles come back into your lawn to lay eggs, this Grub Buster with the nematodes is in the ground. They attack the eggs, and they prevent the eggs from hatching. So it's a neat way. The only problem is, in the Northeast, this is a creature that is killed when the weather gets really, really cold and the ground freezes, so that you will have to reapply it every year, just like any of the other chemical ways. But this is organic, it's natural, and it's a naturally occurring creature living in the soil called a nematode. It's like a worm. It goes into the grub and kills it. Mates, lays eggs, and fills the entire body with eggs. As they hatch, they feed on the dead grub. They come out, and they continue to look for other grubs. So when you go to a garden center, if you want to kill the grubs natural, look for environmental factor. It's a real neat, neat product. Now, if we can help you, give us a call, 800-259-9231. This is the official beginning of the holiday season, the official beginning of planting your garden. And as we said earlier, don't panic. I know a lot of you are all worried, oh, I haven't planted my garden yet, it's been cold, it's been wet. Don't panic, it's fine. Everything will be okay. I didn't start planting mine until Thursday. Thursday, I planted my tomatoes and peppers. Friday, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and celery was planted. Today, we'll do some more. Monday, we'll get it all finished, and the vegetable garden will be done. If you planted garlic last fall, and hopefully you did, because the springtime is not the time to plant garlic unless you live in the south. If you live in the northeast, garlic should be planted in September or early October. I did. My garlic right now is about 18 inches tall. The stem of the garlic plant, which is an onion, looks like a big onion. The stem itself is about a half an inch in diameter. So I'm going to have some beautiful garlic in late summer. And remember, you plant garlic in the fall. And if you have some that you planted, get some fertilizer on them. Feed them. If you can keep them fed, the cloves will get bigger and bigger. And fertilizing will help them to stay and keep longer in storage. If you don't feed the plant, it won't be able to stay in storage as long as you want it to. Okay? Give us a call, 800-259-9231.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Is it weather change in Minnesota? Starting to warm up a little bit?
Not at all, Paul. It's pretty gloomy. Very ugly. Glowering style of weather we have going on here.
Oh, the weather this spring has been so bad. People are so discouraged. They're far behind and they're planting. But we're going to start to think positive because things are going to get better, right?
Absolutely. As always.
It will. It will get better. Are you ready to do some gardening?
Sure thing.
Okay. Who's up first?
Up first, this is Carol from Massachusetts who has a question about lilacs.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have two questions for you.
Sure.
My first one is I have a Miss Kim lilac, and I'm wondering how and when to trim this plant back. And
okay.
My second question is I have a couple of peony that are full of buds, and they're in different locations in my yard, and one set is loaded with ants, and the other one has no ants at all on the buds. So
great
I'm wondering
questions.
If that's a problem.
Okay. On your Miss Kim, you want to do your pruning when the flowering cycle is over. Your Miss Kim is in bud right now. I have one in the backyard, and it's in lots and lots and lots of buds. There's no color. But it's just a matter of a couple of weeks, and the plant will be absolutely beautiful. The Mexican usually blooms as your traditional white or purple lilacs. The common lilacs begin to go by. Then the Miss Kim comes in, and then there's some other French hybrids that will come into bloom also. Now, the Miss Kim is a dwarf. But what you have to realize is sometimes dwarfs get big. And I never realized it on how big Miss Kim will get. And I have one in my backyard that I planted near my little fish pond that I have there. And I set it in the back side of the pond to give me some color. Well, when it gets them blooming, it's going to have a major haircut. Or you could do it in the early spring, lose the flowering for a year, but you can really cut it back. And that's what I'm going to have to do for next year, is to sacrifice the flower buds, because my Miss Kim right now is 6 feet tall and 8 feet wide. Now, it is a dwarf, but it gets big. It gets small. It's smaller than your traditional lilacs. It will get up, you know, 10, 12 feet tall and spread 15, 20 feet across. But it is a dwarf. So you can do some selective pruning when it gets by. But if you want to do a major pruning, like I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to sacrifice the flowers for 1 year. And in late March, early April, you know, before the plant wakes up and starts to grow, I'm going to take my plant cut in half. And I'm going to butcher it really, really hard, because it's just getting to be too big and it's beginning to choke out everything that's in the garden. Now, on your peonies. Peonies, the bud itself is covered with a thin layer of wax. And that wax is continuously made by the bud to protect the petals inside the flower bud. The ants that are coming in are eating the wax. And as they eat the wax, the bud expands and the petals inside the bud get bigger and bigger and bigger. If there's no ants on the other one and the buds are maturing and getting larger, don't panic. If the buds are staying small and not increasing in diameter like the ones that covered with ants, here's a tip for you. Go into your kitchen. Get a jar of grape jam or jelly. Go outside. With your fingers, rub grape jam or jelly on the flower buds. Then put a tablespoon at the base of the plant. The fragrance of the grape jam will attract the ants to come into your garden. They'll eat the grape jam and jelly, take the wax off the buds will continue to expand, and you'll be okay. But if the buds are beginning to get larger and larger, don't panic. They're probably coming in at a different time. And whatever you do, do not hurt the ants on your peonies. Now, I think probably the most important thing that you need to do today, while the plant is still in the bud stage, I want you to put the peony hoops on the plant. Because once those buds open, the flower will go from marble size to golf ball size, and then when that blows open and the petals open on that plant, the flower is going to be 6 inches in diameter or even more. It's going to get heavy. And if we get some rain, which we're going to get some rain, the plant's going to bend over and break. So go down to your garden center, get some peony hoops. You can buy them for a couple of dollars each. They'll last forever. It's just a wire hoop that you put around the plant to hold the peony straight up, because when those flowers again come into bloom, they're going to be very, very heavy, especially if it's the double The ones are just a massive ball of petals. If that gets wet, that plant's going to bend over and they'll break. So get your peony hoops on. If your buds are small, get some great jelly on them, and that will help a great deal also. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Pauline from York, Maine, who has a question about Over the Top.
Pauline, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was in Eldridge's last Sunday and spoke to you about the Over the Top product that I have. And we both looked at the directions, and it had something, it said 1 ounce of the product and 1 ounce of oil. And neither of us could figure out what the combination was because there was no oil that came with it. You were going to possibly check for me to see what it was that I was supposed to mix with that, or was it just Over the Top? My weeds are getting out of control.
Yep. I have called the rep that I normally deal with. He has been traveling all week. He had a trade show to go to, and then he was going to visit some garden centers and has not returned my call yet. But
okay.
It's pinned right on the wall in front of my desk, and I have all the information right there in your name, Pauline, so that as soon as I hear from him, I'm hoping on Tuesday to get the situation cleared up. But like you, I was totally confused why you should be adding oil that's not contained, or it doesn't even tell you what kind of oil. So I'm really concerned about that, like you. And I do have your phone number right here in front of me also. So as soon as I hear from them, and I will call them on Tuesday morning, because I'm sure they're not going to be in the office this weekend, I will get back in touch with you, okay? So don't panic. And if it's going to be too late, then you can return the product, believe me, because I don't want you paying for something that's not going to work. But it's still early in the season, and I'm sure that once we get this cleared up, we'll be able to solve the problem for you. Okay, so don't panic. I'll call you on Tuesday or Wednesday as soon as I hear from them. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Maria from Maine, who has a question about an orchid cactus.
Maria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Mr. Parent. I have a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
I have an orchid cactus that I saw from a little shell-like, almost like a little turtle things stuck to the leaves. I've only seen one, but my cactus is so huge that I don't think I can adequately inspect all the leaves and make sure that there aren't any more. And the second question is, I have two rhododendrons. One of them looks like somebody took a paper punch and cut holes out of the leaves. So what can I do about that? You had mentioned something about 8 last fall.
Okay. On your orchid cactus, what I want you to do is the best way to kill the insect that you have on it, and you said it's like a little bump, a little shell, that's called scale. And scale is one of the insects that will attack orchid cactus. And scale is like a turtle. It has a hard shell, and underneath the shell is the actual insect that doesn't chew, it sucks. So it has a mouth part like a needle that it sticks into the plant, pulling what it wants to stay alive and to multiply. The best product to kill that is something called all-season oil or horticultural oil. And all you do is you mix this oil product with water. You spray your entire plant, and it will smother the scale insect that's on the plant. And this all-season oil is wonderful. You can use it in a vegetable garden, in a flower garden. You can use it on all of your house plants. And it is not a chemical. It smothers. So the insects that you kill with the oil do not have a chance to become immune to it like a regular chemical insecticide, because it cannot adapt. So it smothers and it kills. And what I want you to do is to keep a close eye, because sometimes when you use an oil and you kill the adults, this time of the year, they've laid eggs underneath the shell. So you kill the mother, the eggs that are underneath the mother will hatch, they'll crawl out, and you have a new generation. So what I would do is mark on your calendar for the end of June to check your orchid cactus again, and if you find them, spray it again. And that should solve the problem. But you need to use an oil. It's the best and most effective way. On your rhododendron that have been chewed with holes in them, it's an insect called a Taxus vine weevil. And it's a little beetle. It's a black beetle that lives in the ground during the daytime hours, comes out at night, and feeds on the foliage. And traditionally, it fed just on the yew plant, your traditional spreading yew or upright yew, pyramid yew. The insect has multiplied, like a lot of them has, and it has now reached a point where it's looking for additional food, and it's eating the leaves of a rhododendron. But it happens at night, and the damage that you're seeing now occurred last year. It's not new this year. It will come out as the ground warms up, and it will attack the new foliage. So when the new foliage first comes out on your rhododendron, if you touch it and it's pale green, it's sticky. It won't bother it then. Once the stickiness goes away, it will attack it. And what you want to use is H-E-I-G-H-T, either the liquid or the granule. Spray or shake the granules around your rhododendron. Water it in, it will soak in, and it will kill the Taxus vine weevil.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, five generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at Ace Hardware and your local garden center.
Soils, keep them simple, keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hard-working soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Albert from New Hampshire, who has a question about an azalea.
Albert, good morning. Welcome to the Gun Club.
Good morning, and I enjoy your program very much. I have an azalea bush, and it's maybe a foot and a half tall. It almost looks like a sphere. And the little branches, they have a little green leaves, and they are just loaded with beautiful, beautiful flowers. But I also have some shoots. They come up, and they are maybe almost 3 feet tall, and they don't have many leaves and very, very few little flowers. Should I cut those off?
So the bottom part of the plant is nice and healthy,
beautiful.
and all these tall shoots are coming out.
Right.
What I would do is I would definitely remove those tall growing shoots. Now, these are new shoots that were made this year, or were they made last year?
I'm not sure. I think, they started last year, but I mean, they are getting taller and taller.
Yeah, I think what I would do, Albert, is I would remove those. The reason is, what has probably happened is the azalea that you have is a hybrid. And to get a hybrid, you have to cross different plants. So you have a mother, you have a father, you cross those two, and you get a new plant that's different than both of the plants that you started with. And I think what could be happening is the plant is trying to revert back to either the mother or the father. And if this plant that they use, one of the plants that they use, is going to get very tall, very leggy, and thin, it was probably used for a particular reason. But you don't want that to happen, because what will eventually take over is that big big growth will eventually choke out the rest of the plant because it's more aggressive. So I would remove all of those leggy grown shoots, non-flowering shoots, and that way the plant that looks good will continue to grow, get larger, be more productive without the competition of these other shoots that are trying to destroy what you have right now. So remove them, feed your plant with either Hollytone, or there's some products out by Dr. Earth. And Dr. Earth's a new company from California, and they've come to the East Coast, and everything that they grow is totally organic, and they have a rhododendron azalea fertilizer. And one of the things that's really kind of neat is they have what's called probiotic. And probiotic is a combination of different microbes, like mycorrhizae, that will help your plants to grow better and stronger. So either a Dr. Earth or Hollytone will do a great job, but remove all of that suckering, oversized growth from the plant. Great question. Thank you for the call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Henry from Massachusetts, who has a question about a white worm.
Henry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a question about our Goza roses that I have. There's some kind of a little, it looks like a white worm that's eating the leaves. And I was wondering if you could recommend any product that would prevent this from happening.
I'll tell you, the best product on the market right now, and it's not a chemical, it is called Spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad is a microbe that you would spray on your plant, and it will kill all caterpillars in a matter of hours. And it will kill the big tent caterpillars that are beginning to appear on your flowering crabs and some of your trees. It will kill the caterpillars on broccoli and cauliflower. It will kill the big tomato hornworms that will come in a little bit later. And it will also kill the Colorado potato beetle. But go to your garden center. Tell them you want Spinosad. It is a microbe. And it works like crazy. It also comes under the name Captain Jack, because the microbe was found in the Caribbean. But it is 100% effective, and because it is a microbe, it will not hurt the birds who could possibly eat the caterpillar, and it will kill all leaf-eating caterpillars. Spinosad.